Praise be Jesus and Mary. Happy 4th of July to everyone. We come here to celebrate our independence as a nation. And with our first reading of today's Mass, we see the God, the Creator, right? Creating man and placing him in creation and giving him dominion over the creation. And this is something that our founding fathers acknowledged, that is God the Creator. And they wrote in the Declaration of Independence, right? Declaring our independence and our freedom as the 13 United States. All are created equal, endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. That is, rights that cannot be taken away because they're given us by our Creator, God, and not the state. And that is life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Now, what I want to hone in on for this homily is that is liberty, right? Because we're Americans, we love freedom, and that's a good thing, right? We should love our freedom and appreciate it, and our liberty. But along with freedom comes responsibility. This is what's so important, right? With the gift of freedom, you don't just do with it whatever you want, right? You are responsible for the choices that you make. And so with freedom comes responsibility. And one of those responsibilities is seeking the truth. And this is what the Second Vatican Council affirms in the document on religious freedom, the dignity of the human person. It says, all men are bound to seek the truth, especially in what concerns God and His Church, and to embrace it and hold on to it as they come to know it. So notice, you're bound to seek the truth. You have a moral obligation. You will answer to God if you're negligent in seeking the truth, right? If you just throw your hands up in the air and say, well, there's many religions out there. Who knows what's true? And we can't really know, okay? No, you will be responsible for that. That's called religious indifference. And you need to answer to God for that. So we are morally bound to seek the truth. Especially, this is what the church says, right? Especially in what concerns God and His Church. And then, once we know the truth, or as we come to know the truth, to embrace it and hold on to it. Now, there are certain consequences already in this life, right? If we do not seek the truth, or if we reject the truth that is known, there are consequences. And what are those consequences? Namely, apart from Christ and His grace, right, you will not only err with regard to supernatural things, but you will then begin to err in natural things. Now, what does that mean? In other words, you will not only err with regard to supernatural things, things that regard God and eternal life and grace and these type of things, but because of man's fallen human nature, and because of the reality, there are evil spirits out there who want to lead us away from God. So if you reject the truth about God and His Church through the influence of evil spirits and your own fallen human nature, you will then begin to err with regard to natural things. And we see that back in the Roman times, right, who they did not have the true faith. And so what do you see? You see a lot of barbarism, okay? In a certain sense, you see a decent amount of organizational aspect to society, a decent amount of justice with regard to law. But it's not perfect by any means. In fact, they err with regard to natural law. We see things like gladiators. We see things like infanticide and these things going on, right? And it's only through the light of Christ and his grace that these things are transformed in Rome and elsewhere throughout the empire. Well, what do we see in our own post-Christian times, right? If that's the case, we shouldn't be surprised if men begin to err not only with regard to matters of God in the church, but they will begin to err with regard to natural things. And so instead of gladiators, we have ultimate fighting challenge, blood sport. No surprise, right, that has arisen. We have abortion out there, and what do we have most recently? Okay, promoters or people who are talking about, like the governor, former governor of Virginia, actually putting infanticide out there on the table. No surprise, right? We have the pro-gay movement, contraception, and all of these things which are against the natural moral law. The natural moral law is that law which we can come to know without faith, just by human reason alone. But notice, apart from Christ and his grace, human nature, human reason begins to darken. And even those things which we should know by natural reason become obscure. That is what is going on. And so we need to do all we can as Christians, okay, to bring the truth of Christ back into society. And this is again what the Second Vatican Council says. It says, the social duty of Christians, okay, it's your duty on the social level to respect and awaken in each man the love of the true and the good. It requires them to make known the worship of the one true religion, which subsists in the Catholic and Apostolic Church. This is our social duty, to make known the one true religion, okay? And to propose it to everyone who has ears to hear, so that they can come to the knowledge of the truth and find what? In Christ? Freedom in Christ, right? We're Americans, we love freedom, we love our liberty. And true freedom is found only in Christ. As Jesus says in the gospel, you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. And again, the scripture says, for freedom Christ has set us free. And so this is what we want to do for our fellow countrymen, for the good of them and their souls, and for the good of our country as a whole. Okay, as good patriots, right, as upright citizens of our country, we want to bring the light of Christ, the light of truth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.